So Rav Elsa, we're going to begin with the Chidushei Agram Vagrid. And we're going to take a look on page Tesvav. And this is a Rambam in Perek Dalet Mehilchus Beis HaBechira, Halacha Aleph. And hopefully this Rambam will ring a bell, and it won't be new to you. The Rambam says, V'af Urim V'tumim Shehayu B'bayis Sheni Lo Hayu Mishivin B'ruach HaKodesh. This is based on a Gemara at the end of Yoma, that during Bayis Sheni there was no Ruach HaKodesh. And therefore the Rambam says they couldn't get any answers from the Urim V'tumim. Then the Rambam writes, V'lo hayu nish'olim bohen. And they didn't ask any questions to the Urim V'tumim. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Ad, this is Pasuk in Ezra Nechem, it says, Ad amod kohen, which means at the end of time, at the time of the Mashiach, will appoint a kohen gadol when the Mikdash is restored, li Urim V'tumim. And then there'll be Ruach HaKodesh. So Rav Soloveitchik asks the obvious question. He says, if the Rambam tells you that you're not going to get any answers from the Urim V'tumim because there's no Ruach HaKodesh, why does he have to tell you that you don't ask any questions? I mean, what's the point to asking questions if you're not going to get any answers? So I'll read to you the language. He says, hello, Mimela, Muvan, I understand, the Kevan Shelo hayu meshivan is lo hayu nishalim bahem. Ve'loshen Rambam chilkul shnayim. Rambam opens up by saying ein meshivan. You'll get no answers for the Urim V'tumim. Then the Rambam goes on and says, and we don't ask any questions. I mean, if we're not going to get any answers, why would we think of asking? V'su, and furthermore, why does the Rambam feel that he needs a pasuk to prove that we don't ask any questions to the Urim V'tumim? He's already just told us that there's no Ruach HaKodesh. So why would I even think of asking any questions? And now I need a pasuk to teach me Ad Amod Kohen Le'urim V'tumim. The whole thing makes no sense. V'nira Lomar, the Rambam, Behach Delo Hayu Nish'olim Dina Nokat. Let me try to explain what I think Rav Soloveitchik means over here. What does he mean, Dina Nokat? You could ask, why do we have She'ela and Tshuva and the Urim V'tumim, and your answer is because we're going to ask the questions and we're going to get the answers. And then you could ask me, well, what if we won't get any answers because there's no Ruach HaKodesh, and I'll tell you, well, then there's no point to ask the questions. That's not Dina Nokat. That's not a din. The Rambam wants to establish a law, meaning a halacha. This is not a question of what we call hechetimtza, meaning, oh, we're not going to ask because we won't get any answers. And he explains that ha deleka she'ela b'bayis sheni, the reason why there's no questions asked in bayis sheni, eino rak, don't reduce it just to chisar hechetimtza, because I don't have the ability to get any answers. Ella, but it's much more far-reaching than that. Hufka al pidin, the Torah removed, the halacha removed, the whole procedure of asking questions. V'kol chova v'kiyu shel she'ela b'urim v'tumim hufka b'bayis sheni. So it's not just that I won't get any answers, but that there's no question, meaning within the framework of urim v'tumim, there's a kiyum, there's a mitzvah to ask questions. And halachically, that was removed, and that mitzvah no longer exists at the time of Bayis Sheni.
Is he saying you're over if you do ask?
No, he's saying that it's pointless, but he's saying that it's not just pointless because of Hechetimtza, but Al Pidin there won't be any She'ela. We'll see exactly what the significance of this is. V'zeu She'evi Raya Me'akra, why did the Rambam quote this pasuk of Adamod HaKohen? He says, because this pasuk is teaching me a new din, that there's no mitzvah, there's no kiyum of she'ela b'urim v'tumim during Bayis Sheni. And until Yavos HaMashiach, there's no kiyum of asking questions to the Urim V'Tumim. So again, let's just summarize what we're saying over here. There are two reasons why you don't ask any questions to the Urim V'Tumim. One is because you're not going to get any answers, because there's no Ruach HaKodesh after Bayis Sheni. And the second reason is because Al Pi Din, there's no She'elah B'Urim V'Tumim, meaning the mitzvah, the halachic act of asking a question to the Urim V'Tumim is completely undermined, completely nullified. It's null and void. There's no kiyum, there's no significance to asking a question. And this latter definition of the halacha that Al Pi Din is no she'ela in the Urim V'Tumim, that the Rambam derives from a pasuk. So let's see as we go along exactly what the significance is of this new din that the Torah was mafkia she'ela at the time of Bayis Sheni. Hine. He quotes now a Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Tes Zayin. I think I gave it to you in the pages yesterday. The Gemara says that Ein Yotzim Ulchemes Rishus Ela Alpi Urim V'Tumim. So Rabbeinu Yonah asks the question in Masechta Sanhedrin, how could there be a Molchama during Bayis Sheni without Urim V'Tumim? If the Gemara says Ein Yotzim L'Molchama El Al Pi Urim V'Tumim, and yet we know that during Bayis Sheni there were many Molchamos, how did they go out to these battles in the absence of Urim V'Tumim? Ein Yotzim L'Molchama El Al Pi Urim V'Tumim. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Deve Bayis Sheni, you remember this? De Lohaya Urim V'Tumim, there was no possibility of Urim V'Tumim, is Naga Milchama Afilu below Urim V'Tumim. So when we had the Urim V'Tumim, namely during Bayis Rishon, then we wouldn't go out to Milchama without the Urim V'Tumim. But when we don't have the Urim V'Tumim, we go out to Milchama even without, we drop the condition of Urim V'Tumim. Therefore there was Yitzil of Milchama even during what? Bayis Sheni. Says Rav Salvechik L'chor Dvarv Tzarech Iyun. I don't understand what he's saying. They came into Urim V'Tumim Avidin Beheter U'Bechalos Milchama. There's the whole enterprise of Milchama and the permission to go out to Milchama, according to the din, is through Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim is going to tell us to go out to Milchama, not to go out to Milchama. And if the Urim V'Tumim tells us to go out to Milchama, that's the Heter to go out to Milchama, put all our soldiers in danger. He says, "Who below Urim V'Tumim, without the absence of Urim V'Tumim, you don't have a Milchama. The whole entity of Milchama is because the Urim V'Tumim tells you to go out to Milchama." Cain, Ma Moil, what does it matter if B'Bayis Sheni Leka Urim V'Tumim? There's no Milchama without Urim V'Tumim. Achen, he says, "Lefi Mashen Nisbayer B'Das HaRambam." If we use the same definition that we apply to the Rambam. Remember our question to the Rambam is, why does the Rambam have to say Ein Sholim B'Urim V'Tumim? He already established at the beginning of the halacha that there's no meshiva and you won't get any answer. So we say that the Rambam established a new din, that Al Pi Din, the She'ela B'Urim V'Tumim was completely removed. It was undermined, it was mufka. He says, let's apply that to Rabbeinu Yonah. He says, B'Bayis Sheni Milvad Chisaron Urim V'Tumim. So meaning, in addition to the fact that we don't have an Urim V'Tumim and we can't ask any questions, we can't get any answers, we can't know from the Urim V'Tumim whether to go out to Milchama, Od, there's an additional halacha, Dehufka She'ela B'Urim V'Tumim Al Pi Din, that there's a halachic principle that says that there is no She'ela with regard to Bayis Sheni. And that the Rambam again derives from a pasuk. V'nira d'hadi Urim V'Tumim mi'akvim b'milchama hurak b'zman de'ika chova v'chalos din she'ela b'Urim V'Tumim. When the Torah recognizes the ability to ask a question to the Urim V'Tumim, then the Torah says, you know what? Without asking the question, don't go out to battle. But b'Bayis Sheni, where Al Pi Din is no she'ela, then the Urim V'Tumim is not ma'akiv. In other words, what Rav Salvechik is trying to argue is that if the purpose of Urim V'Tumim was to know, he calls it Hechatimsa, to know whether we should go out to battle or we shouldn't go out to battle, and then once we know to go out to battle, then we can go out to battle, we're permitted to go out to battle, then we don't understand. Rabbi Yonah's question is a lot better than his answer. How could during Baishen we go out to battle? We don't even know whether we should go out to battle. The whole impetus for Milcham Al Pidin is based on She'ela. And the answer is that the Teretz of Rabbi Yonah is not that we can't ask the question, that in order to go out to Milchama we have to ask the question. No. The halacha is that when we're Mekayim the mitzvah of She'ela, the Torah requires us to ask the Urim V'Tumim, and after doing so, then we could go out to Milchama. But that only is correct when there is an Urim V'Tumim, and there's a Din She'ela, when the Torah requires a She'ela B'Urim V'Tumim, and that's the halakhic requirement, then the entire enterprise of Milchama can only be entered into. We can only initiate that Milchama when and if and when we fulfill the Din and the obligation of She'ela. But once there is no obligation of She'ela, in other words, the halachic, the law doesn't require She'ela, then there's no reason to inhibit us from going out to battle. We'll make our decision based on all the considerations that we can, and we go out to the Milchemes Rishus.
But what basically be mafkia that requirement, even though there is no, if that's a detail, the Brantah, on what basis?
He's saying that the Pasuk itself, because the Rambam quotes a Pasuk. Why does the Rambam have to quote a Pasuk to tell me that I don't ask any questions to the Urim V'Tumim? He's talking about Bayesheni. The Rambam opens up by saying that there's no Ruach HaKodesh. You're not going to get any answer. And then the Rambam has to tell me that they don't ask any questions, and then the Rambam quotes a pasuk to prove that they don't ask. Like, what? Pardon the expression. What idiosyncratic person would ask any questions to the Tumim? If there's no Ruach HaKodesh, you're not going to get an answer. So the Rav says that what the Rambam wants to derive from a pasuk is that there's no din of Urim V'Tumim, of Sheila of Urim V'Tumim, and that's going to have a tremendous repercussion as in terms of the issue of whether we can go out to Milchama during Bayis Sheni. Bayis Sheni requires Urim V'Tumim. I'm saying during Bayis Rishon. Let's say Bayis Rishon requires Urim V'Tumim because there's a din of Sheila. The Torah requires a certain process, a certain protocol, if you want to call it, before you're permitted to expose your soldiers to danger and go out to a battle. There's no mitzvah of milchama, it's a milchama reshus. You've made a decision, you want to go out and expand the bounds of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. First, you have to ask a she'ela. Why? Because that's the din of Urim V'Tumim. That Urim V'Tumim requires she'ela. It's going to require She'ela in a number of situations, right? In terms of Chalukas Eretz Yisrael, in terms of expanding the Kedushas Yushalayim and the Azaros, and there's a din of She'ela that's a requirement before we go out to Milchemes Rishus. So again, it's not that Milchemes Rishus is only meaningful and only permitted after She'ela. That's true, but only when there's a din of She'ela. If there's a din of She'ela and the Torah requires She'ela with a kiyum of She'ela, then we can't go out to battle without She'ela. But if al pi din there is no She'ela, and that's what the Rambam wants to be mechadish here, that there's no din of She'ela during a period of time when there's no Ruach HaKodesh, and that he derives from a pasuk, then v'meila we can go out to battle even without Urim V'Tumim. Wait, just give me one more minute so I make sure I have my head on straight. Omnam, he says, Tzarech Iyud. He says, if that be the case, then how do we understand the din of Kiddush Ha'ir V'Azaros? The Gemara says in Shavuos, we saw it yesterday, that there are two deos as to how to interpret the Mishnah in Shavuos on Daf Tes Zayin. The Mishnah in Shavuos lists an entire protocol, a whole ritual, five different conditions that have to be met in order to expand Yerushalayim. And one of them is Urim V'Tumim. So one man the Yomer says, Bechol Elu Tnan. We need the entire list. You know, we need Navi, and we need Melech, and we need Sanhedrin, and we need Urim V'Tumim. All of them are required. That's according to Mani Yom, who says, Bechol Elu Tnan. And therefore Ezra could not be Mekadesh the Azoros and expand Yerushalayim. Again, how Ezra effectuated his Kiddush is a different question. And Rashi says that the reason why Ezra could not effectuate the Kiddush is because there was no Urim V'Tumim. And the Rambam in Perek Vav Milchus Beis HaBechira codifies this halacha that there's no expansion of Yerushalayim and the Azaros without Urim V'Tumim. L'chora tzarech iyun. I don't understand. Maishna mi milchama. We just explained that in the case of milchama during Bayis Sheni, there's no Urim V'Tumim, and yet we could go out to a milchemes rishus. Why? Came into hufka din she'ela, because there's no din she'ela, and only when there's a din she'ela and a requirement to ask the Urim V'Tumim, then there's no milchama without the Urim V'Tumim. But when there's no din she'ela, then we go ahead and we're yotzel milchama even without the Urim V'Tumim. So we see that the she'ela ain't a makeves. It's not an absolute requirement, indispensable, that you have to have Shela. You have to have Shela when there's a din of Shela. And if there's no din of Shela, then you go out to Melchamim without Shela. Now, in that case, let's apply the same rigorous definition to the case of Kiddush HaYir Vazaros. If you need Shela for the Urim V'Tumim in order to go out and expand Yerushalayim HaYir Vazaros, then as long as there's a din of she'ela, then of course the kiddush hazara would be conditional on the she'ela. But if the Torah is mafkir the din of she'ela at the time of Bayis Sheni, then it's like the issue of going out to milchama. Just like in the case of milchama, we said that once the Torah is mafkir the din she'ela, you could go out to milchama without she'ela. Then so too with regard to kiddush ha'ir vazaros, we should be able to be makadish the ear of Azor, even without Shela, once the Torah was mafkir the din of Shela. V'nira lomar. Oh, this is what I call brisk, you know, because again, we're trying to get a derech halimud. This is mamish a derech halimud. He says, v'nira lomar, dechaluk din urim v'tum shal melchama, mi din urim v'tum shal kiddush ha'ir v'azor. Divi melchama, din urim v'tumim hu rak din shel netilas rishus, meaning if we're putting our soldiers at danger in a war that's voluntary, then we have to have a permission to do so. And how are we gonna gain this permission to go out to milchama in the case of rishus through the urim v'tumim? And there the Torah was mechayev me to ask the urim v'tumim and get the answer from the urim v'tumim. Yes, go out to this milchama. If, on the other hand, there's no she'ela, then I go out to milchama even without. I don't need netilas rishus because there's no urim v'tumim. Okay, fine. Din rishus havi dino dehecha de she'ela mei urim v'tumim havi mufkal pi din az lo tzrichim rishus mei urim v'tumim mele ein hem ma'akv. Ma she'ein kein b'kiddush ha'ir v'azoros. He wants to say that in Kiddush HaYir Vazaros, Urim V'Tumim is much more than just the din of Netilas Rishus.
Part of the Kiddush.
Exactly. Beautiful. Nira de Milvad, Milvad, in addition to the Havi Din Rishus Shel Urim V'Tumim, Ika Odin, the Etzav Maisa Kiddush, Naisa Al Yedei Kiddush, in other words, the Chalos Kiddush and the Kiddush is Chal through the Urim V'Tumim. So it means that when we ask a question to the Urim V'Tumim about expanding the bounds of the Azaros and Yerushalayim, we're not just asking for a Rishus, but we're asking as a She'elu that's part of the process of Kiddush. You know, it's the process of Kiddush to sanctify this area is made up, is comprised of many different parts, you know, we call it Hebrew Shlavim, different stages. And the first stage, the kickoff stage, so to speak, of being Makadish, the Ir of Azaros, is She'elu. And therefore, if you don't have she'ela, there's no way of effectuating a ma'isa kiddush. It's not a matter of, you know, insulting the Urim Tumim because I didn't ask a question. Well, that wouldn't apply at the time by Sheni because there is no din she'ela. So therefore, the she'ela b'taris netilas rishus I don't have to have, and that we saw already in Melchama. But rather, I have to ask the Urim Tumim as part of the kiddush. The Urim Tumim participates in the ma'isa kiddush. V'rayel is there. How can I prove to you that the Urim V'Tumim in Kiddush HaYir Vazaros is not just the Netilas Rishus, but it's also part of the Ma'isa Kiddush? The Mavur B'Shvuas, Daf Tezayin, the Laman D'Yomer B'Achas Mikol Elu. In other words, there's another Man D'Yomer that we didn't mention earlier who says that when the Mishnah lists all the details and all the conditions for generating a Kiddush HaYir Vazaros, one mind the Yorah says, "Be achas mikol elu tnan." Ha'ir v'azos miskadshos v'echad me'advarim ha'shnuya v'mishna. Any one of these, not all of these, but any of these. V'arei gam urim v'tum b'chlal. And urim v'tumim is included in one of these things that are listed in the Mishnah, Nimtza. It comes out mathematically, d'lahach man diomar, according to the man diomar, who says, echad achas mikol elu, miskadshos v'urim v'tum levad. So in other words, the Kiddush is going to take place through the Urim V'Tumim alone, according to this Mandiyoma. Hare Lehejah, the She'elus Urim V'Tumim Lahavi Rak Din Rishus Bilvad. Right? Because again, if it's only a din of Netilas Rishus, so what's going to effectuate the Kiddush? Because now, according to this Mandiyoma, Achas, we're dropping all the other requirements. So what's the source for Kiddush? You don't have a Navi, and you don't have a Melech, and you don't have Sanhedrin, Golish, you don't have anything. So what, you can ask for Shus from the Urim V'Tumim? Wonderful. But what are you left with afterwards? Because he says, Achas Me'en Tana. So you're effectuating this Kiddush with Urim V'Tumim alone. It must be, therefore, Al Karchach, that the Urim V'Tumim is not just a matter of Netilas Rishus, but it's part and parcel of Etzem Maisa Kiddush. Is Memela, even if you're Mafkir the Din She'ela, that's relevant as far as Netilas Rishus is concerned. And we no longer have a requirement of asking Rishus from the Urim V'Tumim to expand the bounds of the Ir V'Azoros, but I need the Urim V'Tumim as a Maisa Kiddush. The Urim V'Tumim is going to be the source of the sanctity of the Ir and the Azora. What do you say? Alan, did you want to ask me something before?
I was very good. The last part of the thing actually is very good. The first part, I wonder why you can't see the Rambam is saying that when there, now that there's no Kodesh, that it's usher to ask the Urim V'Tumim, because what Rambam was trying to say from the pasuk is that people chas v'shalom lahavdol would be treating it that the power is in the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim is not, the power is not in that. The power is in.
Alan, again, you could disagree with Rav Soloveitchik, but I think he's assuming that no idiot would ask any questions when there's no Ruach HaKodesh. Yeah. You know, Bayis Sheni was a period of time that lasted for 400 centuries, for 400 years. Who would come along and try to ask questions to the Urim V'Tumim when there's no Ruach HaKodesh? So why did the Rambam have to go ahead and after he established clearly, black and white, that there's no She'ela, there's no Ruach HaKodesh, I'm sorry, that there's no Meshivin, and then say, well, don't ask any questions. Yeah, why would you raise such a question?
Because they can manipulate what happens, they manipulate the whole thing, it'll be a checker.
All right, so Alan, again, what I want to get is the Derech HaLimud here. Yeah. What the Rav is saying, and this is something that we want to take out of our Derech HaLimud, that whenever you see something in the Rambam or anywhere in the Jewish sources, you have to always ask yourself the following question: are we talking about a Hecha Timtza? Are we talking about don't ask any questions because you won't get any answers?
Yeah.
That's one way of learning, but he's offering you another way of learning. Don't ask any questions because there's no Din She'ela. And if there's no Din She'ela, okay, there's no Din She'ela as long as there is an Urim V'Tumim. But once there's no Urim V'Tumim, then Paka Din She'ela. And if Paka Din She'ela, this has a tremendous repercussion because now we can go out to Milchama, a Milchemes Rishus, even during Bayis Sheni. Where are you? You never got permission for the Urim V'Tumim. The answer is that Din She'ela, which is the Matir and allows me to go out to battle, doesn't exist anymore because the Torah is mafkir, the Din She'ela. So the Rav now goes on and asks another question, giving us another Derech HaLimud. Well, if you're talking about the Din She'ela, then what do you tell me? That once we remove the Din She'ela, then we don't need the Urim V'Tumim? But yet there's one man the Yom who says Bechol Elu Tnan. That means for Kiddush Ha'ir V'Azoros, we need the Urim V'Tumim. And the Rambam paskins that Bizman has said now in our time that we don't have an Urim V'Tumim. We don't have a possibility of Kiddush Yerushalayim Ha'ir V'Azoros. So the question is, why not? If it's just the Din She'ela, then now we don't have She'ela, and therefore, once you have Kiddush the Din She'ela, should be able to be Marchiv and be Mekadesh without the Urim V'Tumim. So the Rav says that there are two ways of understanding the requirement of Urim V'Tumim. One is what I call clarative. Clarative means to clarify. I want to clarify whether I should be involved in this or not. And for me to make that my own decision on my own would be audacity on my part. You know, to make a major decision in Jewish communal life without consulting with the Urim V'Tumim, that's not something that's acceptable. At that level, we see Urim V'Tumim as what I call clarative, to clarify whether we should go out to Milchama. It makes sense, you know, the odds are in our favor, we have the support of the Urim V'Tumim, we do not. But now the Rav says that there's some other kind of halacha that's not clarative. I call it declarative. What do I mean by declarative? It's a declaration. It's something that's necessary. I'll give you an example. Lahavdil. If let's say, for example, you want to sell a piece of property, so there's certain documents that have to be sold and that have to be signed and maybe have to be registered in the land, you know, the land municipality. And we have such things in shtaris. For example, sometimes you have what's called edus labira dover, meaning I need the shtar in order to clarify and establish what happened. And sometimes the shtar is part of a process of generating a new legal status. Now shtar takes on a whole new meaning. It's not just what beer lidover, just to clarify what exactly happened, but it's part of the process. For example, in Kiddushin, let's say, for example, two witnesses see Reuven give Leah a shavapruta, and these witnesses see it on top of the building, looking through a window. And they hear Reuven say to Leah, "Hare at mekudeshes li b'tabazu." And she takes the tabas and she dances and then they hug and they kiss and it's really romantic. Are they married according to law?
No.
Because what kind of edus do we need? Edus lekiyum adover. It's not edus lebir adover. An edus lekiyum adover means they have to be there in the room and be part and parcel of the maisa kedushin. Here too, Rav Soloveitchik says that in Urim V'Tumim, it's not just a matter of clarifying should we go out to Milchama or not, but that the Urim V'Tumim are part of the Maisa Kiddush. And the Maisa Kiddush cannot be effectuated without Urim V'Tumim.
So what is he saying about the Urim V'Tumim in relation to our Chavos Beis HaMikdash?
That today, since we don't have an Urim V'Tumim, there's no possibility of Kiddush Ha'ir, V'Hazaros. And that's what the Rambam paskins. I'll read to you the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Vav, Milchas Beis HaBachira, that now that what that we don't have an Urim V'Tumim, we can't be mostly I'm saying it until right. We'll have the Urim V'Tumim, and the Rambam quotes the pasuk of Adamod Kohen Urim V'Tumim. So don't get nervous. At the time of Mashiach, we will have an Urim V'Tumim.
But wasn't the second?
Now it's somewhere in Princeton. I don't know where it is. There
wasn't the second Beis HaMikdash bigger?
Is it Princeton or did I get mixed up? Which one of the famous university mates, Cornell, has the Urim V'Tumim as its symbol?
Oh, wow.
I think it's Princeton. Anyway.
Wasn't the second Beis HaMikdash bigger than the first bigger Beis HaMikdash?
I don't know if it was bigger. It lasted longer.
No,
that's what
it was.
I don't know. I don't know that it was large. I know it lasted longer. The first Mikdash lasted 410 and the second 420.
Is it Gemara? I think so.
They could be that the Kedusha of the second Mikdash is even greater than that of the first.
Yeah, but how did they do it?
It's because
they didn't have a long term, they couldn't do it.
No, I don't mean it was. I'm not saying it was bigger in size. I'm saying it was larger in kedusha. You know, a quality. Now, Rav Oyster, listen to the next point. There's another halachic role, so to speak, of Urim V'Tumim, and that's to appoint a king in Israel. Okay, so let's read the Rambam. If you have page Tesani that I gave out. In Perek Aleph Milchas Melach, the Rambam says, "Ein ma'amid melech el al pi navi." Now it's interesting. The Rambam mentions navi, but it's not just navi; it's also Urim V'Tumim. How do I know this? I know this from three great sources on the pasuk, three great commentaries, if you will, on the pasuk. Som tasim alecha melech. And this was on the page that I gave out to you yesterday. First, we have the Targum Yonasan. The Targum Yonasan says in his translation of Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Titbuun Ulfun Min Kedom Hashem Umi Besar Kedin Tamnun Alecha Malka. Again, a lot of this is pure Chinese to us. It's heavy, heavy Aramaic. But the words Titbun Ulfin is a reference to the Urim V'Tumim. In other words, there's a din of She'elah and Urim V'Tumim in order to appoint a Melech. Again, we're only talking about the first king of Israel. Because once the first king is appointed, assuming he's from Malchus Beis David, then
Yerusha.
Then it's Yerusha, correct.
But
the original one has to be with an Urim V'Tumim. As I state in Targum Yonah.
Hashem can direct Novi go with Melech.
Yeah, what's Navi? The Navi is telling you what Hashem decided. Well, I don't need the Navi to tell me what Hashem decided. I can find that in another way what Hashem decided. Namely through what? Through the Urim V'Tumim. And that's what Ibn Ezra says on the Pasuk, which I gave out yesterday to Ibn Ezra. I don't have it right now, do I? Oh yeah, maybe I do. This is the page we gave out yesterday. And the Ibn Ezra says, let me just get it out here. Okay, where is it? Here, he says, Som tasim alecha melech, the Pasuk says, Asher yivchar Hashem elokecha, says the Ibn Ezra, Alpi Navi, O, Alpi Mishpat Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim accomplishes the same goal as the Navi. The Ramban also says, Tam, what's the meaning of Asher yivchar Hashem elokecha? Al das ha-mefarshim, she had nivchar Alpi Navi, Oh, b'mishpat ha'urim v'tumim. It's the last source on the page I gave you yesterday. Oh, v'hainu taima mishum dekol heichad iikad din shetzarch lios al pi navi. Oh, dino nemar v'tzarch lios al pi urim v'tumim is navi v'urim v'tumim chad dina havi. So whenever you see a requirement of navi, or alternatively a requirement of urim v'tumim, it's either or. Umahani, and it's meaningful. Ol al yidei zeh, ol al yidei zeh. If that be the case, if we're going to assume that whenever we see Urim V'Tumim, or whenever we see Navi, it's either Urim V'Tumim or Navi, l'chora, I don't understand. Maishna mikidush ha'ir v'azoros, demavuar v'mishna b'shvuas, deve'inon li'ikuv v'shneem. The Mishnah says explicitly, according to the Man Yomer who says Kol Elu Tnan, that it's not enough to have a Novi, it's not enough to have Urim V'Tumim, but we know we need both. And yet we saw already in the parasha of Som Tasim Alecha Melech that it's either or, and they both serve the identical function to tell you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he decided. You know, if Hashem wants Shaul to be the Melech, I can find that out in one of two ways. It matters not what the Navi tells me, Shmuel tells me, or I consult with the Urim V'Tumim. So why is it that in the Mishnah in Shavuos with regard to Kiddush HaZoros, we need both Urim V'Tumim and Navi? Achei nireh, delegabi minui melech, hadinu din shel netilas rishus al pi hadibur. Dibur means from Hashem. Ubazeh, if it's a matter of netilas rishus, I mean, I want to be sure that my decision was the right decision, is navi v'urim v'tumim chadina hava. The v'shneim is kaim achdina de rishus. And who are rishus al pi dibur? Masha'en came in kiddush ha'ir v'azoros ha'gei adin shel urim v'tumim navi nemer gam bi'etzem ma'isa kiddush. It's not just to clarify if Hashem wants to expand the ear, but it also means that there's a Maisa Kiddush through the Urim V'Tumim and Navi. Heim heim amakachim v'din kiddusham, and the din of being makadish is not dependent, it's not equivalent to Rishus al pi adibur. Ela, we need both a Heftz of Nevuah. Interesting, that very interesting brisker phrase, a Heftz of Nevuah. I never thought of Nevuah as a Heftz, but then there are so many dinim in Nevuah, I guess you could call it a Heftz. There's a Heftz of Tefillah, there could be a Heftz of Nevuah. The Heftz shall She'ela v'Urim V'Tumim u'bazeim chalosei dinim shonim. In other words, when we're operating within the framework of Kiddush, then Navi and Urim V'Tumim operate in two different ways. Each one has its own unique contribution to be made to the process of kiddush. Ushnei ma'akvim b'maisa kiddush. Asher mizeh raya l'dvarenu d'din urim v'tumim v'kiddush b'ir v'azoros lo avichak din shel rishus bilvad el etzem maisa kiddush nasal yidei ha'urim v'tumim. V'ayin b'divrei Ramban sham Shekasav diim e efshalehem lehimolech, meaning to ask rishus bigvura, as memanim melech gam shalal pi dibur. So the Rabban, which is something similar to what we saw in Rabbeinu Yonah, that as far as Mekames Rishus, we don't have a possibility, we don't have Urim V'Tumim, that we go out to battle even without the Urim V'Tumim. The Rabban is something parallel in the case of Minig Melech, that if we don't have Urim V'Tumim, then we will go ahead and be Memana a Melech in any event. And the question is, in Ir Vazoris, in that Kiddush process without the Urim V'Tumim, we're not going to say, well, we don't have the Urim V'Tumim, so therefore we're going to do Kiddush Ir Vazoris even without the Urim V'Tumim. So why in Minui Melech are we allowed, are we able to do a Minui even without the Urim V'Tumim? And the answer is that even though Urim V'Tumim is Ma'akev, the Kiddush of Ir Vazoris during Bayasheni, and there's no possibility of doing so, that doesn't apply in the case of Minui Melech. The Cholok Din Urim V'Tumim B'Kiddush Ha'ir, the Avi Miguf Ma'isa Kiddush MiMelchama U'miMinui Melech. Just like we saw in Melchama, Rabbeinu Yonah already established that you go out to the war in Bayashen even without the Urim V'Tumim. So too the Rabban says we can go and be Memana Melech even without the Urim V'Tumim if necessary. The Lagabon, with regard to Melchemes Rishus and Minui Melech, have the din of Urim V'Tumim, have rak din shel netilas rishus. Meaning, since I have a requirement of she'ela, I can't do this on my own. I have to first consult with the Urim V'Tumim. But hecha depok adin she'ela lo ma'akva. So we have now the following structure. Just to summarize, we have kiddush ha'ir vazoros on the one hand. Then we have yotzim l'mechemes rishus and minui melech on the other hand. And the Urim V'Tumim and its role is absolutely different, fundamentally different in these two realms. With regard to Kiddush Ha'ir Vazara, there the Urim V'Tumim is necessary as part of the Ma'isa Kiddush. And you cannot effectuate the Kiddush without the Urim V'Tumim. With regard to Minui Melech and Yitzhiyol and Melchemes Rishus, there the Urim V'Tumim is only functioning as what? As an Atilus Rishus, and that's generated by the Din She'ela. When Enva Paka Din She'ela Memela, we can circumvent the need for Urim V'Tumim. V'nira Od, he finishes up by saying, "Dilagabi Melchama, Hadin Shel She'ela B'Urim V'Tumim, Di Alfina Me'akra Divlifnei Elazar Akoin Yamod Lo Nemar B'Melchama Ela B'Mitzvah She'ela B'Urim V'Tumim. Mahinu Di Iker Din She'ela B'Urim V'Tumim Melchama Lo Nemar B'Hilchas Melchama V'Dineah Kemo D'Be'inan Melech U'Bez Nagol B'Melchemes Arshus." So it's not a condition in Melchama, but when we say that you need consultation with the Urim V'Tumim, that's a din in the Kiyum of She'ela. I have to be Mekayim the din of She'ela. In Ika Melchama, if there's a Havamina that we're going to go out to Melchama, having mitzvah lishael ale. We have to ask the Urim V'Tumim whether or not this is a wise decision to go out to Melchama. And he goes on ahead, which is not for us now. He compares it to other tzorchei tzibur, where if there's a definite need under certain conditions, we're allowed to ask and consult the Urim V'Tumim. So in the case of Melchama, we have to ask and consult the Urim V'Tumim. It's a dinei she'ela. We cannot go out without she'ela, but that only applies when there's a din of she'ela. Once paka din she'ela, then we can go out to Melchama even without asking the Urim V'Tumim. Okay, if you take a look, I gave you page, what page did I give you? The Yutes? No, I think I gave you something much later, right? Chavtal. Excellent. Oh. Now, in the Beis HaMikdash, we have the Ketores. Now, with regard to the Ketores, which is made up of 11 Samamonim, we'll soon see that there are another bunch of Samamonim that we add, but the 11 basic Samamonim, there are two dimensions. There's the mitzvah of creating the Ketores, and then of course the daily mitzvah HaKetorah. And then there's an iser not to duplicate the Ketores. The Torah says that if you would make the Ketores in your own backyard for your own purposes, you're chayv karis for that. That's an iser chomer ma'od. And the Rambam says the following: Ha'osek Ketores, if a person duplicates the Ketores for his own purpose, is me'achadasar samamonim elu. Notice that the Ram emphasizes the 11 samamonos. Ulufi mishkolos elu. The Torah says what the weight has to be of each one of these 11 samamonim in the recipe to create the ketores. The person does it on his own, chayov kores. Asher says Rav Soloveitchik, mevur b'divrei Rambam, dechiyuva de. This is called the technical language for creating your own ketores. It's called mefatem, mem pe tes mem, mefatem. Has nothing to do with the Israeli army, by the way. The Israeli army, the main word in the Israeli army when you talk about your officer is the mempe. But this is not the mempe, this is mefatem. Okay? And sometimes you have to be mefatem your mempe, which I won't go into that now. Anyway, mevur barambam, the chiyu de mefatem, nema, rak al yud aleph samamonim elu. The Rambam is outspoken. Osek toris meachadasar samamonim elu, chayav kares. V'tzorech iyun, I don't understand. Hare yesh od shlosha samimonim hama'akvim is a ketores. There are another three samimonim that have to be in the ketores. Kmo shekosav a Rambam. There in Perek Beis, but earlier in the Perek in Halacha Beis, v'zeh lashono. Achadasar samimonim nemru lo lemoshe misinai. V'hem sha'osim oso b'mishkal. We have to weigh them according to the specifications of this Halacha lemoshe misinai. And he says, "Umosif and aleim b'mishkal mechuvan." It has to be precise. Umosifim imoem. We have to add another three samamonim. The Rambam calls them melechs domis kipas hayarden v'esav echad shenikra mala oshan. In other words, the Rambam says that we have the basic 11. That are given through Halacha Moshe Misinai by weight, and a specific weight that have to be made up of the ketores. And the Rambam says, in addition to those 11, we have to have three other samimonim.
They're all the kosher.
Oh, it's not. There's no din of mishkal. That's what the Rav is going to make a big deal about this. He says, v'im kein lama lo nomar b'din mefatem. To be inan hani shlosha samimonim. In other words, l'chora, you are duplicating the ketores as it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. Well, it was done with not just 11, but 11 plus 3. So why doesn't the Rambam require that he duplicated by the 11 plus 3? Vesu, and furthermore, came into the akvim heim b'ketores. The Rambam says that if you leave out those three, the ketores is possible. Is memela bil adam lo havi kimat kunta. The Torah says that mafatim is chayav because he made it kimat kunta, which means like the recipe of ketores, and the recipe of ketores requires the additional three, without which it's not ketores. Ukshem shekol yuda alef samimonim akvim v'imchasar achas lo havi kimat kunta. If he duplicates the ketores with 10 out of 11, but he leaves one out, he's not chayav. Kach ya'akvu gam hani gimel samimonim. He leaves out the three samimonim, any one of the three, then it's not kimat kunta. And if it's not kimat kunta, then why should he be chayav kares for mafat? Now at this point, he goes on a little bit of a digression, and he quotes a Tosus in Krisus Daf Vav, who claims against the Rambam that these three samimonim, melachs domis, kipas hayarden, etc., lo havyon klal mi samimoni aktoris, v'enon boim elo lishros mehemes hatziporin. So the Tosus has a whole different approach to the function. The one of the elements in the ketores is called tziporin. What's that called in English? Cloves, I think, or something like that. Anyway, so for the cloves to be right, you know, to enhance the smell of the ketores, you have to subject them to an entire manufacturing process, which includes three different samimon. So l'shitasam, according to Tosis, nicha. Now I understand that the mafatim will be chayav even in the absence of those three extra samimonim, because those three extra samimonim were not part of the matkones of the ketores itself. They were just used in order to make the tziporen royal ketores. Ach me'a Rambam dekosam. The Rambam says, mosif and aleim melech stomis kipas hayarden. The ace of Echamiala Oshon, the Rambam says, Mosifin al Yud Aleph Samamonim, it's part of the Etzemach Torah. It's not just some sort of process to prepare and spruce up the tzipora. Hare mevur the cholik al tosfus. The Rambam argues with Tosover. The hem mitzad atzma miakim b'ktores. Mishum shehem mitzava money aktores. I am Mishlo Melch. Okay, fine. In Cain, Sarach, Iyum Adua, Lekha Chiyuva de Mefatim, that the entire Chiyuva Mefatim is dependent upon how many Samamonim? Yud Aleph Samamonim Bilvad. Why? So you can see already that he's setting us up for a Tzvei Dinim here. That's obvious. You know, there's one Din of the Aleph and another Din of the extra Gimel. And then Afghamin is going to be by Mefatim. Venerally, the Rambam sover the chiyuva de mefatim nemarak al osam asamemonim de ikalayu din mishkal. Why? What's unique about the Yud Aleph samemonim is that they require a certain specific mishkal. The yisoda din shel matkunta. In other words, when we say that he duplicated the ingredients of the ktores. I should, you know, a better word would be the recipe. You know, sometimes the ladies are ba'ayin tova, you know, they ask them for the recipe if you like their food, and they're very, very magnanimous about it, forthcoming. They'll give you the, but then once in a while you meet a lady that'll say something to you like, oh, this is a family recipe, you know, we don't share this. So the ktoris is a family recipe, you know, it has to be exactly according to this mishkal. And on this mishkal, we have a specific recipe with measurements for each one of the olives, some of them. And don't you dare try to steal and duplicate that recipe. You'll be chayv kares if you do so. However, hanach some of them to lo nemru behem mishkal. With regard to the other three, there's no din of mishkal. Lo shaychi klal lechiyuva. They're not preconditions for the chiyuv of kimat konto, bimat konto. And therefore, the mafateim does not, his chiyuv karis is not conditioned on the gimel samamon. The afal gav to gav hemi samamon yaktores. We're moving now on to page chafei. But kevon de leker behu din mishkal. Okay, so we have to understand why bimat konto depends upon mishkal, and therefore it's limited to the yud aleph. Some money. Vinira od the Arabic Torres ika chalos din shal asiya. The asiya zuma akevis behshera. In other words, if let's say magically you would get the Torres of 11 some money magically, hocus pocus, it would fall from the heavens, and it was never a maisa to be machshir the yudal of some money, it would not be kosher. There's a precondition, says Rav Soloveitchik, not just technically, again, it's the same lumdus, it's not just a hechetimtza, to get together the Yud Aleph Samamonim for the Ktoris, but it's a din, that there's got to be asiyas haktoris. We require the asiyah of the Ktoris. And how do I prove this to you? Da Kaimelon, we paskin, and he tells you in parentheses to look up a krisus, da vavam in beis, and to look up the Rambam in perik beis, miklei amigdash halacha vav. The Kaimelon de kol maaseha b'kodesh u'mishel kodesh, which means that the procedure by which we create the ketores has to be done in the kodesh, let's say in the azara, and not only that, all the yudalf samamon have to be purchased by the gizbar and designated, consecrated as kodesh. Again, we're not talking about kedushas. Yo, actually, all right, I shouldn't say that. Maybe we'll get to that another time. He says, "Al kein nira, the din asiya lo nemar ella al yud aleph samemonim, v'rak aleim nemar din shel v'asisa." This is the pasuk v'asisa osok torres. Masha enkein shloshes asimonim samemonim dinam hu derak mi akve pektores. It's true that they are absolutely indispensable. Without them, there's no ktores. Vehem chayovim named tzrichim lios muravim yachinim ktoris. They have to be mixed in the ktoris. Avol din asiyah lo nemar behem. There's no din of asiyah. So again, when the Torah says v'asisa osav ktoris, and that generates a requirement of asiyah, and that asiyah means it has to be bikodesh u'mishel kodesh. That's only, that's limited to the 11 samamon. V'zel shon aramam shon balocha gimel. The Rambam says the following: "Vizeu mishkal achadas sar samamonim." After he gives you the whole list of the mishkal, and then he says, "Shukim shochakim shchukim akol hadek hadek. So we crush them down. This is what we call shchika samamonim. What's it called? Grinding in English?
Very fine, yeah.
What's it called?
Well, mill, very fine grinding.
Fine grinding. I think it's called grinding. The mosifim bo rova hakav melech sdomis kipas hayarden umala oshan kolshu. So again, he tells you how much salt you have to put in, and with regard to mala oshan, it's kolshu. Ad kan lishon haramba. Now it's very interesting that the Rambam starts with asiyah and then he says mosifin la. Says Rav Soloveitchik, Mevur Beloshen Arambam, the din hatek, hadek, meaning that we have to crush them, lo nemar el al yud alef samimonin, for lo begimel al samimonin. The Rambam only introduces hadek in the ratio of this halacha when he presents the yud alef samimonin. After he requires hadek to grind them down, then he writes, Mosif in law, rova kav melech stomis v'kipas hayarele mala osh. Hainu mishum, the chalosei dinim shonim hem. There are two halachic categories. There's yud alef samimonim and there's gimel samimonim. Gimel samimonim einam nichlolim b'parsha. You won't find any mention in the parsha of Ketores of the gimel samimonim. V'lo nemar b'hem din daka hadek hadek. V'lekha b'hem din mishkal. So it means the three samimonim are on missing all the conditions that go into the Yudal of someone, mainly the Mishkal, number two, Hadek Hatek, and number three, that there has to be an Asiyah. And the Gimel Sabonim are not included in the parish at all. There's no din of Hadek, there's no din of Mishkal. Al Kain, Nira, the din Asiyah lo nemar ben klal, there's no din Asiyah. With regard to the gimel, they're just secular, mundane objects. You know, go to your local drugstore and order, you know, a rova kav of melech sdomis. He might look at you like you're crazy, but, you know, or like you're about to be chayiv karis, I don't know, one of the two. But if you're doing it on behalf of the gizbar, the beis hamigdash, kishi bon hamigdash, v'meir v'yameinu, then einoch inami, he's going to just go to his local drugstore and order a rova kav melech sdomis. Okay, so if anyone here in the room is interested in opening up their own pharmaceutical geschäft, then now's the time to pack up on these rova kav melech sdomis kipas hayarden, if we know what they are, because the mikdash will be built of Yitzhak Shem and we'll need to order them. So he says the following: Keno yinira lomer daramam sover didin mefateim lo nemar ella al samimonim teika behen din shel asiyas ktores. Because your violation of mefatim is because you're duplicating the asiyah. The Torah says to do an asiyah for the sake of the mikdash. You're doing an asiyah for your own surface, mundane purposes, selfish purposes. So when is there a din of asiyah in regarding what samimonim? Only regarding the yud aleph. And that's why there's a din of hadek with regard to the yud aleph. There's a din of lefi mishkal with regard to yud aleph. And it can't just come from, you know, from the local drugstore. It's got to be min hakodesh. That's all part of the asiyah. Masha'en kein ha-samimonim, the gimel samimonim. To lo nemar b'hen din shel asiyah. Is lo nemar b'hen chiyuva d'mefatim. U'kenichsiv b'kra, the pasuk says, v'aktores asher tasu v'matkonto, lo tasu lochem. Don't repeat the tase with your own asiyah. He says, from the pasuk chiyuva d'mefatim, nemar rak al osam samimonim d'ikohem chalos din asiyah. Asher aleim nemar adin shel vasisa osak tores is shaper yesh lomar de gimel samimonim lo shayach lechiyuvah de mefatim v'nicha divrei Rama. This whole piece is totally creative. No one thought of this. I mean, again, it could shake you up to your bootstraps. Now, how can it be that for thousands of years we know about the mitzvah of Ketores, we know about the Isra of Mefateh that generates a Chiv Kores, and nobody pointed this out? You know, nobody read the Rambam carefully. Okay, now we get to the, you know, to the third. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, the floor is yours. I just want to get to the next.
The Rashi said, you can make it, give it over to the Gizbar.
Oh, he's making it for the purpose of giving to the Ginsburg. Right. Ah, I see. Ah, it could be that according to Rashi, is Rashi talking about after he's mafatim, or Rashi's talking about just giving over the ingredients?
Make it for
he's making it?
Make it for yourself, your
I'd like to see the Rashi inside. I don't have a chumash here. Maybe we'll see it inside. Because I'm wondering, maybe Rashi means that the clincher of the asiyah is going to be done by the gizbar in the hegdish. I don't know.
Not sure. You make the whole thing in moisture for the purpose.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. It's a sugi increases. I remember it's a sugi increases. Okay. How are we doing on the clock? Okay. We still have 5 minutes. Okay. There's an amazing diuk in the Rambam here in this sefer. And I'll read to you the Rambam. And if you want to play a game, just for pedagogical purposes, I'm going to ask you if you can pick one word out of the following Rambam that we're going to focus our attention on. Meaning one word that should catch your eye. Especially if you're learning Masechta Zevachim.
Thank you.
The Rambam writes, Perek Vav Milchus Beis HaBachir Alocha Yudalit, By men is kacha b'kedusha rishona shekidsha shlomo shehu kidesh ha'zora v'yushalayim l'shaitan v'kidsha losid lofo. And then the Rambam goes on to tell you the whole ritual, the whole process, which is described there in Malachim Aleph, Perkes, of how Shlomo was makadesh the Azora and Yerushalayim. Which word would you focus on? Shlomo. Why? Because the Gemara says in the Sechta Zvachim, in the Sugya on Daf Chav Dalet, which if you're holding in the Daf Yomi, I think that's what they're up to, I don't know, I lost count, that the Gemara vacillates about the following question. The Kohen, as you know, has to stand at the time of the Avoda on the Ritzpas Hazor without any Hefsek, without any Chatzitza, otherwise the Avoda is possible. So Gemara wants to know what happens Nekra ha-Evan, that in one particular spot the Evan, the stone of the Ritzpas Hazor, was removed, the Amad Bimkoma, and the Kohen, when he's doing the Avoda, stands on the ground, there's no Evan there because the Evan was removed, and the Gemara explains the Suffolk. Okay, I'm going to leave out one word. Ki Kaddish, Ritzpa Elyona Kaddish, Odilma Ad Aris de Tahoma Kaddish. Was the Kiddush of the Ritzpa Sazor just the Ritzpa on top, Elyona? Or was the Kiddush straight down if you drew an arrow to the center of the universe, the center of the earth? What's it called? The core of the earth. Okay, I left out one word. Let's read it again. Ki Kaddish David. Ritzpel Yonaka Kaddish, Odilma Adi Aris Litahoma Kaddish. So who is Makadish the Azora? David. The Rambam says that who's Makadish the Azora? Shlomo. And not only that, Mefurash Behedja Berashi Vitosvis, there in Mesechta Zvachim, Zelishon Tosvis, the Afal Gav de Shlomo Bona Esabayis, even though the actual structure was put up by Shlomo, David Kidsha. So we see that the Kiddush, both in the Gemara and in Tosfos outspoken about it, was accomplished by David Amel. Let's read the Rambam again. The Rambam says, Ubamen is Kadsha, Kiddush Rishonah, She Kidsha, Shlomo. Shehu Kidesh, Hazara, V'Yerushalayim. And then he goes on to say, L'shaita Uliyasid Lovo. What do you mean? Shlomo wasn't the Kadesh. Tosfos says explicitly, and again, it's almost explicit in the Gemara, that it was David HaMelech who's Mekadesh.
But how is that possible? It was before the base.
Oh, that's what this whole Shtickle Torah is about. I don't think we're going to finish it today. But I just want... Yeah, excellent. David bought the land. And not only that, he collected from the Shvatim the money for the land. And we're going to see that David HaMelech was part of the process of the Kiddush. You know, I was always of the impression that David HaMelech was completely out. You know, Hashem, David HaMelech turned to the Navi and he wanted to be part of it, and he was turned down.
But he made a draft, he made a
that.
But more than just the draft, I mean, now we're talking about the Kiddush HaRitzvah. We'll see what happens over here. He says, L'chora ha'yamashra v'shitas ha'ramam, d'ohad ha'kaimolon b'inyin kiddush, d'be'inon kiddush b'shas binyin. Okay, this is interesting. He now invokes the sugyan shvuos. A lot of the sugyas of Beis HaMikdash are in shvuos. Daft ezayin. And there, the Gemara has him on the Omer who says, be'inon kiddush b'shas binyin. That the kiddush process has to take place toch kidei, you know, vasachas with the binyan, the actual building. And that would really support the Rama, because if the kiddush took place at the moment of binyan, then who did the binyan? Shlomo, and therefore who did the kiddush? Shlomo. So the Rama is really right from the perspective of the sugyan shvuas. The gamarei mefurish bekra, he says, open up to Melachim Aleph Ches. And it says there, Bayomahu, Kidesh HaMelech, who's the Melech? Shlomo HaMelech, es Toch HaChotzer. V'ayim b'zvachim daf samach, the Mavur Sham, the Kiddush, Kidesh Lahamid bo Mizbeach, the Hainu Kedushas HaZorah. Meaning, the Gemara says that the word Kidesh, in the context of Melachim Aleph, referring to Shlomo, was the Kiddush of Kedushas HaZorah, because he had to set up the Mizbeach. V'chein loshen Rashi sham, and Rashi says it explicitly that kidsho l'shem azora lahamid bo mizbach avonin harei lehedge the shlomo kiddush v'tzarchi in shitas Rashi v'tosus. So on the one hand, we were stuck with a problem based on the Gemara in Zvachim Chav Dalid that David was makadish the ritzpas azora, and we were vacillating whether he went all the way to the core of the earth or not, and that would seem to contradict the Rambam. But on the other hand, both the sugya in Shvuos with regard to Kiddush B'Shas Binyan, as well as the pasuk in Melachim with regard to the Kiddush of Shlomo, clearly indicate, not the way Rashi and Tosfos had it in Zvachim, that it was David who was Mekadesh the Azora, but rather it was Shlomo who was Mekadesh the Azora. So I'll just read one more paragraph, because I know that I'm keeping, if you have to go, just that. He says the following, Venera Lee, he starts the whole discussion with the following Rambam. Again, I would have no clue what this Rambam has to do with our topic here. But he's going to tie this all together. And Lechora, the two Rambams that contradict each other, again, with regard to a whole nother issue. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mihilchas Melachim, Sholosh Mitzvahs Nitztavu Yisrael B'Shas K'nisosim La'aretz. And the third on this list is Livnos Beis HaBechira, Shenemar, and he quotes a pasuk in Parashas Re'eh, L'shichno Sidrishu Bas Hashom. So the source for the mitzvah of building the Beis HaBechira is the pasuk L'shichno Tidrishu Bas Hashom. Frekta lecha Mishnah, Hare Kosav Aramba, Beperek Alpha Lochalf Milchus Beis HaBechira, Mitzvah Sase Lassos Bayis Lashem, Shenemar, Vi Osuli Migdash. So the lecha Mishnah says, I don't understand. In Hilchus Melachim, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk L'Shichno Sidrishu Bas Hashama. And in Hilchus Beis HaBechira, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk of Vi Osuli Migdash. So will the real source for the mitzvah of building the Mikdash stand up? Is it this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, or is it this pasuk in Parshas Truma? Which pasuk is it? Obviously, we're going to have a brisker Tzvei Dinim. They're going to have to be two different mitzvahs here. And it's very interesting, by the way, that in Hilchas Melachim, the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah to build a Beis HaBechira. And it's fascinating, because in the pasuk L'shichno Sidrishu Bas Hashom, I don't have a chumash in front of me, but it says there, Amakom Asher Yivchar Hashem. So the word Asher Yivchar, that God will choose this place, is called the Beis HaBechira. And here, the Rambam quotes the pasuk L'shichno Sidrishu. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where you would expect him to quote the Beis HaBechira, Mitzvah Lassos Beis HaBechira, here he drops the term Beis HaBechira, and instead he says mitzvah lasos bayis l'Hashem. Again, I don't know if that's a diuk, and I don't know if the Rav is gonna make any big deal about it, but I just wanted to point that out. In any event, we have an open and shut stira as to whether or not the source for the mitzvah Beis HaBechira is the pasuk L'shichno Sidrishu or the pasuk of the Asuli Migdash, and of course venerally the Havi Tzvei Din. Okay, but in Mirz Hashem, Blinetta will finish this up. Unfortunately, we'll finish it after Yom Yerushalayim, right? This Chav Chasiyar is, I think, this week, am I right?
Sunday.
Ah, it's Sunday.
On Sunday.
On Sunday, okay, good. So if Chav Chasiyar is on Sunday, Mirz Hashem will try Blinetta to finish this on Sunday, because it'll give us a whole insight into Beis HaBechira, into Yerushalayim, the relationship between Beis HaBechira and Yerushalayim. So I think it'll be Tzuga Pas for that day. My father's a Kohen Baruch, used to say Hallel with a bracha on Chav Chasiyar. So that's my minute.
I don't remember that making the ketubos.
Oh, wait a minute.
The issue was even to try to make the ketubos, even if you didn't succeed.
Gershon, I hope it was okay. You got something out of it? Okay. Was it too fast, too slow?
Thank you for having an extra copy there.
Yeah. We have, I just don't always have time to make enough copies. Yeah, what did you say? Yeah,
I said, I thought I remembered that it was usher to even attempt to make the ketubos. Not that you could succeed. Apparently, if I
you mean if let's say you're learning in training, let's say you know you're in stage, what they call as an apprentice to learn how to make the Torahs, then I think it's okay.
But that you're doing it for the purpose of making the Torahs for the base of Megish. But if you're doing it for your own purposes, even trying to make it is the Easter.
What do you mean? He didn't succeed at the end?
He didn't succeed because...
I don't remember.
I remember correctly.
I haven't learned creases in a long... I learned creases when I was like 21 years old, and it's been a while since
I think it was something there. The amount, the volume of water that the thing was dissolved in was impossible. It was a small amount of water, and it was a huge amount of stuff.
I don't know. This I don't know.
It wasn't dissolvable.
I don't know. I don't remember any of that.
You used an expression when you said there were three things. So one was grinding... One was measuring. And there was a third one, Easter.
What do you say?
Asiyah. What's the difference between the grinding and the making? What do you mean?
No, Asiyah means the entire process from beginning to end. It's a general term.
Okay.
And when you break it down to its parts, there are many different stages. One of which is called Hadek.
Hadek.
And the other is called... What was the other thing that we spoke about?
The weight.
The weight, right. That we had to make sure that it was a precise weight.
Right.
Okay.
That, you know, the 11 and the 3 are two different things. The 11 is the ingredient which gives fragrance. The 3 others, nothing to do with the fragrance. One has male ocean, it helps, but the ocean goes
all the way up.
One was to make it spice, very shiny. The, you know, it nothing to do with the... It's two different halachas.
Correct, and you're only chayv kari, and you'll already be chayv kari on the 11 even without the other.
Yeah, sure.
I think
that's shikar.
What you read there, they seem to contradict what the Mishnah says, though, because those three things were not. They said it was for to soften up the tzipor.
That's close.
That wasn't that. It's clear in the Mishnah. It says what was.
See, you want to do me a favor? Let's look up the Tosis now, if we can, unless you have to run.
No, that's right.
I'll tell you exactly where the Tosis is, so we don't make any mistakes about this. Have a good day, Don.
Thank you.
Well. He says it's Tosis Krisus Davov Dibra Masel Melech Sdomis.
Yeah, see that. It says, but Atsuri Asurainos Lishrosos at Tziporos.
So let's see if Tosis says, he quotes Tosis saying, Ein Boim El Lishros Bahenis at Tziporos. Should we take out a Tosis and look at inside?
Sure.
I think that's the right way to do it.
You can see the Mishnah. Because we say the mission every day.
I think behind this wall you can find the Gemara Krisus. There's a new shas here.
Oh yeah, is it?
Well, not. It's relatively new. No, we only had one shas. Now we have another one.